With Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The U.S. Meat Export Federation just finished their first major marketing event for U.S. beef in China, which just recently reopened U.S. beef after a 13-year absence from the market. Joel Haggard with the U.S. Meat Export Federation explains that although China officially opened U.S. beef in June, the first shipments only just recently arrived in the market, and most Chinese buyers have had really very little direct exposure to U.S. beef.
It's still very early in the development of U.S. beef in China. We're just at the stage now where some sea shipments are starting to arrive and clear. The quality of the product's been very good. Some of the early air-chilled shipments of prime beef were warmly received.
To bring qualified Chinese buyers and U.S. exports together, U.S. Meat Export Federation conducted a trade show in each of China's three largest cities and called them the U.S. Beef Roadshow.
So these roadshows are designed to show off the product and hopefully bring a greater awareness to the importers.
In June, China lifted a 13-year ban on U.S. beef, and ranchers have been anxious to move into the market. That's because China is the world's second largest beef-consuming nation. China actually imported 825,000 tons of beef in 2016. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.